We're going to begin our service tonight with hymn number 408. Page 170, and join with me in unison as we read Psalm number 25. Shall we begin? Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let not mine enemies be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and kindness. For they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach in his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. I do not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and righteousness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. The choir will now sing an anthem. Thank you. evening I want to tell a parable, the parable of the stones. This parable is intended to introduce the worship service that will soon follow. In this service, Barbara and I are going to attempt an experiment in color and thought. We are soon going to turn the lights out and show you Kodachrome transparencies of rocks, of stones that have been cut and mounted on glass, and then ground down to 1/1000th of an inch thick. This is about one-fourth the thickness of the page of the hymnals in your book. At this thickness, most minerals become transparent or translucent, and when viewed under the microscope, take on interesting shapes and colors. This is particularly true if these minerals are seen through plain polarized light. When polarized light passes through the mineral crystal lattice, the mineral changes white light into a rainbow of colors. Some of these colors are reinforced and others are canceled out. The colors that you will see depend upon the thickness of the mineral grain, its crystal orientation, and its optical properties. None of these minerals that we will show you are known for their gem qualities. There's no diamonds, no rubies, no emeralds, or sapphires. All come from rocks so ordinary looking or so dull in appearance that most of you would have overlooked them or would have thrown them away. And herein lies the parable. Most people that come to Holden at first are not exceptional beauties or handsome specimens. In fact, some come in with very little luster or sparkle at all. Most of us are just ordinary stones with rough edges that hardly will take a polish. But hidden inside of each of us are colors so bright that they will dazzle the eye, even more so than the external flash of a diamond. The potential is in each of you, no matter how drab the coating. What is necessary for you to release this color? The answer is light, a special kind of light. Not just light that comes in from diverse directions that lead you astray, but light vibrating in a single plane. A light with a purpose, a light on a cross. From this light, the dullest stone among you can begin to glow with colors heretofore unsuspected. Through your rough exterior may shine new ideas that cannot be kept hidden under a bushel. With a touch of this light here at Holden, you can learn to love what is good, to appreciate real beauty, to seek the truth wherever it leads you, and to follow Christ with thanksgiving in your speech. The parable of the stones is within each of you. Won't you let this light in so that people can see what a hidden beauty you really are? Be honest and pure. Say thanks. Speak the truth. Give the love that has been freely given to you, for the more you give, the brighter is the sparkle of your life. Help yourself. Polarized light is always available, just for the asking. Let us see your real color.